1068
is pretty simple, and I got a very simple amendment for that one.
When we set up the original new way that we fund special ed, we had five categories, and now we have six. And we took the data that was available at that time and set up those categories with the dollar amounts. And frankly, we missed a couple of them a little bit. This bill just says that if the amendment were to go on, that in 2004 and every 3 years thereafter, we will readjust those costs, which I think is fair because you have some disabilities. Right now we've got two disabilities that are a little bit out of whack. You've got one that is a severe category that is about $4,000 out of line, and then you've got another one that's just a couple hundred dollars out of line. But this would, it doesn't really cost any more because you're just keeping the money within the pool of dollars that you have, and this would just require that Department of Education adjust those figures every 3 years, and I'd urge you to support this bill.
Thank you. Any further proponents?
Mr. Chairman, members of the House Education, Diana Miller, ESD Plus 5 School Districts, and I think what this bill does is it puts it in line with what we do in social services when we evaluate categories and what we do in human services when we look at the beds and various things with nursing homes and other areas to evaluate it and recalculate the amounts. When we did the special ed categories a number of years ago, we had two categories, the severe and mild. Then 3 years ago, we changed the severe categories to break them down into five other categories. Last year, you added the prolonged assistance of a sixth category. And the reason we've gone to the year 2004 is that we wouldn't have 3 years of data on the prolonged assistance the sixth year. So to be fair, and I understand the money issue, but we're looking to readjust categories. Basically, we based it on estimates of those special ed categories based on the costs at the time. We increased by 3% or the state aid, the index factor for special ed, like we do general fund, but some of these categories are a little bit out of whack. And we're asking to make some adjustments within those based on the actual cost of servicing those students, particularly in those severe categories. And so I would ask for your support, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, and I would stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other proponents?
Ray Christensen, Department of Education. We support the bill with the amendment that you have in front of you. We think that it's workable, and it gives us some time to pull that together, and would support the bill with amendment.
Okay. Thank you. Any opponents? Any other proponents, actually? Proponent? I'm sorry.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Dan Nelson, representing the Sioux Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. We're here simply to express our support for the bill and give you the reason why, that being that special education, like other aspects of education, is part of a community effort in our city. We were involved in the legislation that created the categories a few years ago. We do so knowing that special education and serving the needs of those children requires more than just the schools. It takes a whole community, our hospitals, our business community, our parents, and volunteers throughout the community. So we're supportive of this effort, and we came here so that you knew and the state would know that the business community values these services as well as more traditional forms of K-12 education.
Thank you. Any other proponents? Yes, you can. SDA supports the bill. Any other proponents? Seeing any opponents? Anybody against the bill? Seeing none. Questions? Representative Koistra.
Mr. Secretary, if this was passed, it would go into effect in 2003 fiscal year, and it would be based on 3 years' data as written. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, that's part of the reason we think it needs the amendment, which is 2004.
Why would you be using the 3-year data?
why would we use three-year data? Mm-hmm. Well, I think the bill calls for it, first of all. But secondly, I think we try to take a look at a little bit longer period of time just to see what's happening so we don't have one-year anomalies.
Thank you. That answers my question also.
Further questions? Seeing none. Representative Richter, any comments? Seeing none. Close committee action on House Bill 1068. There's an amendment pending. Does somebody want to move the amendment?
Move the amendment.
Moved by McCoy, second by Garnas on the amendment. 1068 DA, any discussion on the motion to amend? Seeing none, those in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. It's getting late when you can't even hit the table. 1068 is amended. Any discussion on the bill as amended? Moved to pass by Monroe, second by Heineman. Discussion? Seeing none, those in favor of the do pass as amended, motion on 1068 will say aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will call the roll.
Bartling?
Aye.
Rogalka?
Aye.
Davis?
Aye.
Elliott?
Aye.
Garnas?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Junkie?
Aye.
Quaestor?
Aye.
McCauley?
Aye.
McCoy?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Van Norman?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Carius?
Aye. Motion carries. Unanimously. Move consent by Wick, second by McCoy. Those in favor of the motion on consent will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries on consent.